start. Okay. The Ramban, Uki'ilu Loshen HaTalmud, excuse me, the Rambam, excuse me, I'm sorry, I start with the Rambam. The Rambam is with the Rambam about Shnias Arayis, and then we'll move to the Rambam. Let's finish the Rambam first. Okay? Now, Uki'ilu Loshen HaTalmud, this is Koach translation. Okay. Uki'ilu Loshen HaTalmud Eitzel Eilu Mechuba B'la'age Sofa. Okay. Now this La'age Sofa is a, you know, it's very interesting. If you're not, if you don't have a background in Tanakh, there are a lot of, the Ramban does it a lot more than the Rambam. Okay. The Ramban does it, you know, it's all poetry coming from Tanakh. And this is a reference to Pasuk Yeshaya. Ki in Perichov Ches, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ki Velage Sofo, Veloshen Acheris Yidabel Om. What does Rashi say? We don't have the Rambam's period for that, but just a plain Rashi. Velage Sofo, V'chein Kol Loshen La'agim, V'chein Ilgim, Shneim Loshen Hofuch, She'enu Meyusha Lehishoma. What it really means is Natsach. And that is probably what the Rambam, if you look in Perek Aleph with the Chos Tefillah, let me show you that. That's probably what he's referring to there. When he talks about what Takonis Ezra of Tefillah was. He says, "Kibishigol v'chule, kibishor ezra ve'izdino." Oh, tikkun, huh? Yeah, we b'nei zeh. Oh, he said, "The ozer v'lo mizbabus fosam v'hoya sofa kol echo v'echo muhuvevis m'lishana halbe ele b'shibush chati this chati that." And he says, at the end, listen to this. V'yu. He says, "Kidei shiyu." What's the purpose of takona? Aruka is b'fi akol. V'yilmedu oisim, and then they'll learn them. V'tiyat tfilas elu ho ilgim. Tfilo shleimo ketfilas bal haloshen hatzacha. So if you don't need the Rashi b'nei inyan zeh, tiknu kol avon. So that's Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet. It's pretty clear what the words mean, and that's the scoop. The Uki'ilu Loshen HaTalmud Eitzel Eilu Mechuba V'Lagei Sofa V'Loshen Acheres. It means that it's not clear and it's so nebulous you can basically do whatever you want with it. V'Lulei Zeh Loimonu Mikra Megillah Vadoivaloi in mitzvahs Shenemu Lamoshe Misinai. Had they not been aware of the diktuk in Loshen HaTalmud, and they're looking at it the way they look at it, and that it's basically mushy, that you can do whatever you want with it, they never would have been Moina Mikra Megillah in Ner Chanukah Minyan HaMitzvahs. Correct? Because he says, see, in Hamitzvah Shenemu L'Moshe Misinai, because when the, with Simloi's Loshen, of Nemu L'Moshe Misinai, is Bedavka. And if you learn it's just Mush, then you can do whatever you want. Okay? As we pointed out, the Rav Simloi, according to Ramban, is basically, might have been his own svara, and a drash, and according to the Rambam, oh, that was the Mesira. Okay? Now, what happens over here, and he's very makbar about this, is that the chesef from Sheirish Aleph is Nemro the Moshe Misinai. And then in Cherish Beis, he talked about Tereshim Bisav and other things. But the Rabbonon, you can't imagine his name on the Moshe Mishnah. And that's the Yisrael over here. And that's why he stresses over here again. Vadoimeloi im mitzvus shenemru lemoshe b'sinai. Okay? Voloshin gmolashvus, ein li ala mitzvah shenitztavu al har Sinai again, shenitztavu al har Sinai. We'll see later, Amet Hashem, or sometime we get to show Shinai. Har Sinai is not a reference to what we call the Seres HaDibros. Har Sinai is a reference to the altercation between the Ribbono Shel'Olam and Moshe Rabbeinu over the all that time in Har Sinai that he went up the second time. And that time when he went up, he went up after the 7 days, whatever that is, at the end of Mishpatim, and he got the rest of the Torah. Okay? V'loshon Shistava Hasina Shasin Lis Chadish Kmo Mikro Megillah Minayin Tamaloima Kimu Vekibu Kimu Mashi Kibu Kvar Vuhu Shiaminu Bechol Mitzvah Shetikno Neviim Vahacham Achreken. So it means they were moyne mikro megillah b'chal tayag, and he's trying to the halachas gedolos learns that since that the ki'ilu loshen haTalmud eslo mechu b'laga esop loshen haCheres, they learn mikro megillah as part of tayag, and ki'ilu Klan Istava Hal Sinai Bimiko Megillah Mitzvah Asilas is Hadish. Okay? But that's not shot in the Talmud. And that's what I'm trying to say. And he explains what this means. Okay? You see, it says, Vushaminu b'chol mitzvah. In other words, the question is kagoyim mikol megillah. What does it mean kagoyim mikol megillah? Kagoyim mikol megillah minayin. Does it mean mikol megillah and necharika, or means the rabbans in general? Okay. So Marebi said that's what the b'halach of the Berlois is machbir that is dafka mikol megillah, and he has the Gemara in Megillah and Daf Yudal and Aleph, Tono Abonon, Aboy Bishmon Neviim, Veshev Neviis Nisnam Lam Yisrael, Lo Pichsav Lo Yisiru, Amash Kosev Atero, Chutz Mikam Megillah. So what's the between Mikam Megillah and Shah Mitzvah Veseifim? And what's the between that and Yudayim and Eluvim? Because only Mikam Megillah is a Mitzvah Chadoshah. But the Talmud, it didn't bring Ner Chanukah, because not at Chanukah Nevi'im. But Yodayim and Avin, which was at Chanukah Nevi'im, is not included. So then, the assumption is that Meir Brochos is not at Chanukah Nevi'im, according to the Bahar, because then it also should have been in the whole Cheshbon. But the Korf man should have guessed the Gedolah. Okay? And the Rambam seems to say, Kegoyim Mikro Megillah. Okay? And that's maybe what he's talking about. Is Kegoyim Mikro Megillah, is the question is the Gemara Dafka or the Gemara's Lav Dafka? Okay? And the Rambam learns the Gemara's Lav Dafka, and it's only an example. And what's only an example, so in Mela, you can bring in whatever you want, and it's not a discussion about anything. That's negate to minyan mitzvahs. Then Ram continues, Vaini Toma. And that's what I want to get to, that was only introduction. Mivnei ma mono mitzvahs asei, sheheim midrabonon, kmo sheiskalnu, voloi mono gam kein, mitzvahs loisase, sheheim midrabonon. Ukmo shemonu, be mitzvahs asei, nechaneku miku megilu, mea brochus vahalel, hoi lehem limnois gam kein, b'chal mitzvahs loisase, etzrim shniois, bi etzrim mitzvahs loisase. 27 mitzvahs. It's not shniyas arayis, the seventh thing. Which means 20. Ki kmoshe kol elva ve elva. Loise aser deraisa. Because you don't look at elva as one main category. Okay? And that's, it's not, it's separate, the elva is separate lav minyan mitzvahs. Okay? In fact, that's one of the things that Ramban at the end of Sherish Yudalit points out what was the schadish in Ben Noyach. That in Ben Noyach, it was only, Elba was only one mitzvah. In Yisrael, it became many mitzvahs. And if you look at the Lashon, that's not for me now, we can talk about it, you know, when we get there, I think he's learning that pshat in Rotzach Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lahavos. Lezach is Israel. Lefika chirbu lehem teira u'mitzvahis. That the mitzvahis is this. Okay? You look at it, might be a little remiss to that. Okay? And the elva? And each elva is a separate thing. Each elva is a separate thing. The raisa. So if they're separate shneers to Abonon, they all should be 20 separate arayas. Okay? By his boy of the Talmud, Shemaimo HaMitzvah HaMishneh Isa Mitzvah. The Gemara calls, the Mishneh calls Arayis Isa Mitzvah. Yirtzebo HaShniyos. The Omu Mai Mitzvah, Mitzvah Shemozim HaKom. V'chein hoi lehem limnois. B'torch ha-klolus, the klolus, what's the klolus? The klolus l'minyan mitzvahs. That's where he translates the klolus, okay? But he's talking about this klal, the klolus of mitzvahs. In this minyan, there should be not only the 20 shniyos, but also achas chalutza. Shimi divisor, interesting. Achas chalutza and shniyos, correct? So, Lechera, you'd want to assume, and let's see if we can try and go about proving it. The question is, Shniyos Midrabonon, are they Chefs of Elva, or they're separate mitzvahs, a separate Isurim? Okay? And Lechera, the guiding principle of here with the Rambam, since he's just asking the Bahag, at the moment, before he goes to all mitzvahs Rabbanon, both are same, Beloisa said, the guiding principle of those mitzvahs which are separate, okay, which are not extensions of the Raisa, okay, so you would assume that Shniyos are not an Erev mit Rabbanon. And if they would be according to the Rambam, we don't have a clue of what he's talking about. Okay, he's not asking about Shmuz. He's only asking about Shniyos. I think you can bring a right to this. It's very Metutra Rambam, but so I want to lay this out before we go on and talk about the Rambam. But let's understand the Rambam clearly. We have to understand two things. We have to understand Shniyos. We have to understand Achas. Achlis Chutzosei. Okay? So let's see now the Rambam. The Rambam is of the opinion that even Bias Chayvei Lavim makes a Zayna. Okay? And you don't need a Bias Elva to make a Zayna. Okay? It's Machlokes Rishonim, okay? That's what I'm saying. And the Ram Shita is even a bia of Chayvei Lavim Drabonon makes a Zayna Drabonon. Okay? So once you have that, you can start be asking yourself and have the test case, what's a bia which Shnius L'Arayis? Does it make a Zayna Drabonon or not? And then, once you have that, then you start getting going. But you understand, there's no reason to assume that if Shnius is an Elba Drabonon, correct, that it should have be more cow than Chayvei Lavim Drabonon. And Chayvei Lavim Drabonon make a Zayna Drabonon. Okay? It's pretty good proof if we can prove it. Okay? The Ram Shita is Nesin, which is only the Rabbonim, makes a Zayin the Rabbonim. Okay? Now, if you have any problem before, let me prove to you that Nesin, Nasa the Rabbonim, you know, taste, you know, the back and forth, Rishonim, when you're learning all hell, you know, you might get confused about it. But the Rambam is very clear, and Perigi Beis, what is to be Halokha Beis, Mishnis Gai Mishiva Amun Einon Asun Minatir Lava Bakor Vadov Yedua Shunis Gailu Mehen El Agivoinim Yeshua Gozer Alehem Shiu Asun Lava Bakor Echad Zchom Vechad Zekevelu Also Isam As Manshis Mikto Shnemo Vachatuvei Eitzim Vashovei Mayim Lebeis El Beis El Tolo Halkokosam Bemikdosh Halachov Gimu Vehem hanikruim nesinim. Lefi shenosnum la'avodas hamikdash. Bodov v'goz aleihem shri konsul b'kol olam. V'afilu bezman she'ein mikdash. V'chei b'fuish be'ezra. U'mer hanesinim shenosan dovid. V'asom la'avodas halavim. Bo holomarito sheloi tolo oisam b'mikdash. So, if you have any questions, the Chavadam is very clear that Nosson is a Drabonon, okay? So, I want to prove to you now that Nosson is a Zayna Drabonon. If she has beer with a Nosson, there's a problem, okay? Now, we need the Rambam. In Perek Yud Ches, Nurzi Suri B'Aloha Gimel. B'chein HaGiyores, B'yam Meshuchreres, Afilu Nizgayro, Nishachro, Chus Mibas Gimel Shonim, Choyl ve'eno bas Yisrael, how is uzoyne ve'asu l'koyin? Mikan omu goy, o nosin, o mamzer, o ger, amoni moavi, o mitzri ve'adoymi, rishon ve'sheni, o ptsu adaka, o chus shofro, o cholo, shebo al yehudis, osu oisa zayna, ve'nifsa l'kuna, Voice of Kohenes, Sulman at Puma. So, Chere, it's a Zayn of the Rabbon. And nothing is Chaschaibin Lavin the Rabbon. What about Vishnias? Okay? Now it's from Bumbuk. Vishnias. Even though Vias Elva certainly makes a Zayn. Bishnir Ram Paskins in Perik Yudches Alochadal Rabo Al Achas Meashniois Ukiyotze Bohen Kagon Abo Kuevas Chalutzosai. Listen to this. Kuevas Chalutzosai Oy Al Chalutzosai Loy Osa Oysa Zaina. Shari ain't asur, he lost him in a tail, come on, she be on a beautiful evil. What do you mean, ain't asur? It's the, oh, it's not worse than nothing. So, means it's a separate Issa.
and Shalom Yisrael.
Okay. So this, okay, this is good, correct? It's, you know, it's like a. So it's not Elba Midrabono, and in general, Elba is Afkof Tfis Kedushin. Okay? And there's no problem of Kedushin, Tfis Kedushin, by Shnias also. Ram Perik Dalam Rechzishus. Halacha Yidal, and I'm a Kaddish Aches Min HaShniyos, O Misri Lavin, O Misri Asei, V'chere Yom, V'chere Kiddush Soros Yevomo, Harizu Mekudesh is Kiddushin Gemurim. And that's the Chod. It doesn't affect the Kiddushin B'chal. With Rabbon, Yishunah Ben Din, there's no Din in B'chal. Kiddushin Gemurim. V'chein, it's the Rosh, B'shem Yerushalmi, the Rosh in Yevomis, כל הרי שמטר אבו עליהם שגג ומאיזה, פוסל ורקונה. מה בין הרייס לשניאס? הרייס עם אובה מנוסו יויצה בלגט, ועבלת ממזר, ושניאס יויצה בגט, ועבלת כושר. וזו וזו אין להם כסובו, הרייס פריטריס הרוסם, שניאס חולצויס לא מסייבמויס. צור שניא, או חולצויס אוי מסייבמס. And it's a Pash Loshen Tisefta in Perik Bezi Yavom Mitzaloch and Gimel. Okay? Therefore, the Rambam asks Dafka from Shnias Arayis and Achuz Chalutzosa because the Sefer Issa it's not an Erev with the Rabbonon, so therefore why doesn't the Bahag mention it? Okay? Okay. So we have to see. Okay? Next. Most in Yevomus, Chaf Aleph Man Aleph, Omer Rovo, Remez L'Shniyos Min HaTeira, Omer Minayin, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hocho, V'Izein V'Chiker, this is Shlomo HaMelech, okay? V'Izein V'Chiker, Tikein Misholim Halbe, the Omo Ula Omo Veloza, Kom Shabosh Lomo, Hoyta Teira Deva, the Kfifa, Shein Lo Oznaim. There's no handle, there's no ears. There are two types of handles on Kalim. There's a Yad, which is something straight, and an Ozen is a curve, which you can stick your finger in. That says Oznaim and there's Yad. Okay, those are on Kalim, that's what you have to know. Okay? So he says, Oznaim, She'ein lo Oznaim, Ad shebo shloimer v'osa lo Oznaim. Omer Beis. Omer Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, B'shor she'tikin Shlomo, Eilvin, Unetilas Yadayim, Yotza Basko, V'omro, Bini im chochom libcho yismach libi gamoni. Vioime chochom bini vesomach libi. Vashiva chofi dovo. Dorash, I'm skipping a little bit. Dorash rovo, mai dichsiv vayati shahoya koheles chochom ov lime dases om. Viizein v'chokal tike misholim halbe limedas es om the agmei b'simonei taimim V'azbo b'may didomile. V'izein v'chike. What's that? Tikein m'sholim halbe. Oma ulo. Oma v'lozo. V'tchilo oyes atere deva l'kfifo. She'ein lo oznayim. And Rashi says, what's Oznayim? Shetikein Shlomo Eilu v'viodayim V'gozo ala shniois La'arayois Kirimuforish v'yavomus. And that's called Oznayim. What are the three things? Eilu v'viodayim and shniois. Okay? And that's called Oznayim. V'yayidei kach oichzin Yisrael b'mitzvus. Shenisrach gumen aveiro keder shenoyach lachoyz b'kli kedei b'kli sheyesh loy beit yad mishe'ein loy. It's easy to hold on to. So l'chol is all in one category. And the Rambam learned this new thing over here. Oh, that's the Oznayim. Okay, we'll see about that. And that's the Rambam says. See, could you imagine the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos quoting Shavuos in Minyan HaMitzvos in the beginning of the Hilchos Shabbos? The whole portion, why not? Because a Shavuos Medrabon is the Chamoloch, correct? It's an extension of Chamoloch. However, the beginning of Hilchos Eruvin, Zot the Rambam, in Abdom in Hilchos Eruvin, Mitzvos Asei Achas, Behimi Divrei Soifim, Ve'eino Min HaMinyan, Ubeyo Mitzvah Zu B'Pfokim Eru, like he wrote by Chanukah Megillah. He says, Hilchos Megillah B'Chanukah, Yesh b'chom shtei mitzvah asei midibri seifim. Ve'enem in aminyin. Ubir shtei mitzvah eilu b'pfokim eilu. The same way, what's the difference between eilu ben yodayim and mikum megillah? Because all of them are a takona derech mitzvah. Shemavochen aleihem. But there's a slight problem over here. I'm a little bit confused about this. Because why does the Rambam write in the mitzvah of Divrei Seferim, he writes Eruvin and doesn't write Yodayim in the beginning of Hilchos Brachos? And he doesn't write Shnius Arayis, the beginning of Hilchos Yisurei Bir. Unless, and this you should check out, but it doesn't answer something, it's just an observation. The Rambam might only count mitzvahs midivrei seferim, unless we have to evaluate that, when there are no mitzvahs in Halachos Bechal. And that's in Eruvin, there are no mitzvahs asei Bechal. Okay, the lav the raisa of Aliyetzis and Mekoymoi is in Hilchos Shabbos. It's not in Eruvin. Okay, and Hilchos Chanukah Megillah, Hilchos Megillah with Chanukah. There's no raisa, but that's only an observation. It doesn't explain why that should be at all. Okay, but if it's correct, then the diuk b'chal is not a diuk anyway, because the diuk would have been that the chayyus should have counted shniyos la'arayis, and the chayyus he should have counted a yodayim in the beginning of the hilchos v'as. He doesn't. So I don't know what type of diuk, but the chayyus the best thing to say over here, okay, anyway, is the fact that it's all kula b'chal machta, and it's all oznayim. And therefore the Rambam asks from these. Okay? And Achois Chalutza is also a separate Issa. And besides what I mentioned before, you have another Rambam. Perek Aleph of Yivam Halacha Yudbeis, V'chein Achuris Liyivimtoi, Nesu Achalutza, Hi V'chol Tzalaseo Alachoyitz, V'asha Achim, V'kulam Asu Esalei Midibri Soifim. You know what the Rambam adds? Kishniyois. Shemi'ache, Shemeis Ochiv, B'loi, Beloy Vlad, Nistal Hisa Elba, may I call Nostra Filotation, Vahena Kidushin Kishniyos. Kishniyos! And it's all the same din. So what's the comparison to Shniyos? It's a separate Hisa. That's what the Gam wants to say. And that's the Gam over here in Shirish Aleph is Shniyos Vyachris Chalutza. Okay? However, at the end is a little strange. It's Mamish Gval. And that, I think, the Rambam learned a whole new shtickle Torah. That's the chepsa, what Chazal wanted to say, Dachti Oznayim. Oznayim. It means that it's not an extension, it's not the Rabbon part of the Kli, it's only a way to keep a handle on the Kli. And it's a separate Issa. And what's Oznayim? Is Oznayim is Erevin, Yadayim, and Shniyos. So the count Megillah and Ner Chanukah, you have to count these also. And that's the Rambam, that's Mamash beautiful in the Oznayim, and that's the way he works it. That's what I would tell you, okay? That before we do the Rambam, we have to see what the Rambam says. Okay? Now, however, the Rambam flips it a little bit at the end and is ready to go further. Okay? The Rambam says like this. Ubaofen klali, she'im monino kol asei d'rabonon v'chol lois asei d'rabonon yiye ze oilo lalof m'rabim v'ze dobo m'vuo She ain't boy haloma klal. There's certainly alofim drabonon. Lalofim rabim. Okay, very careful. Alofim rabim. Vuhu she kol ma shuv drabonon eno nimna b'chlal sheish meois v'sholosh esrei mitzvos. And that's what he's talking about. The klolus is the minion. Mivnei shaklolus hazeis he kula. And this really is the preview of the second Shurish. Okay? Now, what do you have there? With the Kolos Hazeis, Kula, what do you have? Kosabatayot. There's a few translations of it because it's really in Arabic. But the translation either come out to Psuke Teira, Kosabatayot, and Korach has Miklos Batayot. But what it means is that it's Tereshim Iksav. And here the Rambam gives out before he goes to Shereshani, he gives out the story of what Shereshani is going on, which is very odd and very strange. But here it is, because really the chepsa of Sheresh Aleph is Nemel Moshe Misinai. But Nemel Moshe Misinai, now you have all options. You can have Teresh Malpei, you can have this, you can have that, whatever goes into Taylor, okay? Then he focuses on it in Sheresh Beis, he moves into Mikroyes, okay? And maybe he's trying to say, that even if you deny the first Shurish, there's a separate din of Nemel and Moshe Misinai as the Ramban says that's the Gis and the Halach. Does you remember? You remember at the beginning of that Sogdis, he says, Yisrael. He says, Aloha Gzuz Nagurus Hal Sinai. Do you remember that?
Was Rambam aware of that? Maybe.
Maybe yes, maybe no, okay? If he had that loss of dirtis, maybe he's aware of it, okay? And we maybe he's aware of it, because that's what the Ramban quotes, and that was the halakha of dirtis was available. We don't know, okay? However, he says he can deny my whole sherish aleph, the chayr sherish beis will take care of it. So don't worry about it. Okay? That's what he wants, because very odd. You know, what's he doing over here? Why is he previewing with a prelude to Sherish Beis? Okay, so I think this may be alluding to this. The Ein Bohem, that's what he goes, he says over the Sherish again in a different way. The Ein Bohem Dov Medavon Kmosha Nivayer. What is the kosher nevayer? Okay. Now here he's done an amazing thing. What is the kosher nevayer? This is absolutely amazing. What is the kosher nevayer? You know, this is what the whole sherish is about. Okay. So I think what happened over here, and there's an amazing thing going on. I can't explain to you why the Rambam did this. Okay. But the word drabonon means something different in Sherish Aleph than it means in Sherish Beis. Because the Rambam refers and calls, and we'll see it, it's very odd, that everything that's not mufurish in Teira, Shevik Zav, he'll call it a drabonon. Okay? Which, and some thought because of that, that the Rambam was questioning all gimumidus and everything. That's not the case. The Rambam's just using a broader interpretation of Rabbonim. It means that it's not foolish. Kmoshin Nevaya, then I'll tell you this nushtikal teirush any time before. Because if the Rabbonim means the same thing he meant before, and he's not adding anything over here. He just said this before. So he's telling you, in Sherish Beis, even though I have a broader definition of the Rabbonim, and even that's included. So certainly this, in the very strictured, very closed, small, minimal interpretation of the Rabbonim, it's certainly included. It's a very interesting thing. Okay? So let's continue now. The Omna Ma Shehein Moinim Ksas HaGvoim Shehein Midrabonon The Oizum Miksosim Mema Shebochu Lehem Hu Inyin Shiev Shel Kabla B'Shum Ponim Amoloi Misha Amoloi. So I'm confused about what he's asking, because Ram is ready to say that we're Mechalik. So what's the Ramanush? I don't get the question. You know, what's the Tisefis over here? Because before saying, Rebbe said that the Shtichel Teire is, that he's learning up that which a new mitzvah is the Rabbono, should be a minion. And that's the Shtichel Teire for all the others. And that's what he asked, and says, you're dying. And Eruvin, we pointed on, Ban disagrees, and that says, you're dying, and Eruvin are part of the Rises. Remember, that it's part of the Din Tumah for Tumah and Tumas Agof, or it's part of the Ne'ilvin, whatever that means, in Shabbos, where it goes to the Shavuos, which we don't understand the Ramban Bukhar how he means that, but that's what he says, correct? Okay. So, Shni is also the same, correct? So that's the issue. So, what does he gain more by this? Okay, I'm just a little bit confused about that. Who inyan she efshel akabu b'shum ponim? Amolo mishamolo. Oizim miksosim mashe bochu mehem. So if you would have asked, and before without this part, I would say, if they're separate mitzvahs, how can you machala between the two? But the machala between this and before, l'chayu is not difficult. I don't understand. See, So it's a very interesting thing. He's ready to accept, I don't know, Amor Misha or Amoroi, what it means. Then Amora, Atana, or because of the Gainim, you know, how far is he going? Vihine, bi almu inyan cherish hazeh, boi chachosov, ad shlo inisha boi sof v'klau, v'shum odom. It's a very strange thing that he does at the end. So he says, this cherish is very clear. But l'cheir, what he does at the end, he's ready to accept that it doesn't even exist v'chal. It's really cherish any. But the yisayid, l'cheir, what he's saying, the yisayid of the cherish, whether you call it a different sherish, or you call it part of sherish sheni, you cannot deny. Okay? I guess. Okay? But, you know, it's an amazing thing. How could you introduce something which you haven't proven yet in sherish sheni and take it for granted and say, hoichachtim, and, you know, the whole, these lines are very odd, okay? I think that I've added a lot to the interpretation, okay? But I'm not sure if I made it more difficult, but I think what I said is correct. But I'm not sure if I made it more difficult or less difficult. But this is the chayu we're faced with at the end of Shereshav. This is the Rambam, you know, who is ending Shereshav. Okay? Now we have to see how the Rambam is going to deal with this. You see, I would have said a takdoma to Shereish Sheni, but then after you do that, you don't bang it, because he's really saying that I haven't done it, correct? And no matter what, you'll see it later. Anyway, Kmoshin Nevaya, Lecheres he's trying to do. The Haki say, Hikvar Chachtim, or whatever it is. Or you can assume this, but then you know, it's a little bit odd, okay? It's a little bit odd way of writing, but I don't know. Adalaba. Okay, now we're going to Ramban, correct? Vachuva shlishis, libi eleho oshis. Here again, you feel the Ramban in his poetry and his complete shlita on Tanakh. Pasuk in Mishle, Perek Chof Dalet, Pasuk Lam Beis, V'yachazeh Anuichi, Oshis libi, Loisi lokachti Musa, Loisi lokachti Musa. But it's Oshis libi. What's Oshis libi? If you look at the various lefarshim from all over, it's all the same. Oshis libi is in his spininess. If you give a careful, deep thought, that's his spininess. Oshis libi. Okay, and that's what he's trying to say. Vachuva shlishis libi ele oshis. I'm going to give this careful thought in the prayer. Vihine gonviso ruach kodim charishis. He talks about someone being stealthily, it's not a gzeil, it's a gneva, okay, in by ruach kodim, which is charishis, okay? Which is also an expression of Rabban's poetry, a reference to a pasuk in Yona. If you look at Yona, in Perek Dalet pasuk Ches, okay, listen to this pasuk in Yona. You see, the Rabban Amish, every word, you know. There's the poetry, the shlita on Tanakh, and using the words, and telling you pshat in the Tanakh by using the poetry, okay? Vayihi kizroech ha-shemesh, vayiman elokim, ruach kodim charishis. Vatach ha-shemesh, alish yona, vayis alof. What's charishis? Omer abesenu. B'shor shemenashevis mishatekes kol aruch ha'is miponeo. When the ruach harishis is shelet, all other ruchos, everything else is quiet. Nothing can make a show when there's a ruach chalishis. And then he says, "V'hi chamo mo'oid." V'chein tilgum yoinason shesika. V'adak v'yihi v'yiman hizmin ha'ruach l'fi shah l'hisiv l'itzorah tzorosay k'chim ha'shemesh u'pirish chalishis chazoko sh'nasu b'nei odim k'chaloshim b'nishivoso.
This is like, you know, a bomb of a, you know, that's what he's about to do over here. V'ne gonzo ruach kodim chalishis.
Omar, so his mamish really going to take over town. His mamish, he's very, you see from this, that he's just very taken aback by this. Which, you have to ask yourself, was 20 or 21, I'm not getting involved in that. V'achoyis chalutzosay. V'dat v'alokh v'dorez b'zeh loy niflisi v'loy l'cheka. Another play on Tanakh. And l'cheira, Derech agav, I want to tell you another thing about tzuach rishis. You get another idea of what it is. It's a mechilta, okay? Which really capsulizes what the Ramban is trying to tell the chayma of the problem over here. The mechilta Rabbi Yishmol and B'shalach. Vayihi, vayolach Hashem, es hayom beruach kodim azo. Kol alayla. V'aza sheberuchais, v'ezo zu ruach kodim. V'chein atamoitzei, שלוי ניפרא מוקו מאנשי דורמבו, מאנשי סטוין, אל ברוח קודים עזו. And it brings rise to this. So this is the biggest maka and the biggest onus you can imagine, okay? So it's really, you know, he's really getting excited about this. Now, the Roy L'chayk of Roy Niflis is very interesting. I want to show you what he did over here. Because the Pasuk says, In the volume, Perik Lam and Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ki Amitzvah Zoyis Asher Anochi Mitzav Chayorim Lo Niflis Himim Chol V'Lo Yechayki. Okay? So Rashi says, it's referring to Limon HaTorah. Okay? The Ramban, and that's Rashi's Lo B'Shemayim, He Shei Lo Hoyis B'Shemayim, Hoy Tzorach La Lois Achver V'Lo Yimdo, Ki Kor V'Lecho HaTorah Nitna Lachem B'Ksav U'Bal Peh. Okay, and L'chayu, the Ramban is working with Rashi, not like his Achron Chumash, Ramban is Machriyim Chumash, that refers to Mitzvah's Tshuva. V'tam k'er Mitzvah Zeis, al kor Torah kula. So he says, V'anochoy, not that chat, okay, kol, V'anochoy, ki al kor Torah yoyma, kol ha-Mitzvah, she'anochi Mitzvah chayoyim. Okay, but here Lachor is using the that's you have to ask yourself whether he's just using it as a poetic reference, he doesn't mean it, or he's trying to say that it, you can imagine saying like Rashi, and then I'm using it here. Okay, let's continue. Shekol Gizera Shagozo Rachamim, Lasso Siog Latera, Tului Liga, Bisua de Raisa, Eno Boba Cheshmanazer. Ki Inyan, Shoshishis, Bachomets, The Obu Abon Hachoka Yisera. Ki Heich the Liga Bisua the Reise. Zu Eno Mitzvah. Zu Eno Mitzvah. Be Asmo Shetehe Huili Monos. But it's an extension of another mitzvah, correct? Avo Hu Geder Le Mitzvah Shel Tera. Bechelek mimena. This is very important. We'll see about this. Bechelek mimena. We'll see. Just give it a second. Vashniyos. And he's doing something very important over here. The Ramban is setting up two types of Yisuri Drabonon. And we have to decide whether it's just a way that he's using to categorize things, or it's Takachol B'etz Misei Dina. So there's something called Geder Mitzvah Shel Teira V'Chelik Mimeno, and there's something called Srach, and he's using Srach not in the way that he used it by the Tilus Yadayim, but he's using it in a different way. We'll see. It's very strange that, you know, you can turn over a page and change the definition, you know. Vashnir is kulon mishum srachein, umitam gzeira osru oison. Kmo shomu gmo yevomus, hochi ilav shnir is kopogda beherubo. He's trying to prove that even though it's srach, it's still called a gzeira and a geder. Vashom omru ori, hi gufa gzeira, vanan nekum, vinigzo gzeira gzeira. Omru obo to kulav gzeira. See, even though it's not a geder lemitzvah shel teira v'chelek imeno, I have to explain it. This means words now, okay? But it's only srach. It's only srach. It's still a gzeira, even though it's only srach, and it's not chelik mimen. Avomiko megillah v'neachanuko v'halu me'evrochis v'chol shemonon ba'alochis mitzvahs b'fnei atzmon hein. They're separate things. It's not a geder and a srach, and it's not chelik mimen. Shnaftavino behem mi bezna godol. That's very interesting, okay? Why he should want this dafka bezna godol, okay? And you have to understand, bezna godol, according to Ramban, is really only when the Mishka Sagoza says, he says earlier in the prayer. So I don't know exactly where this flew in exactly.
Megillah, they went in Mishka Sagoza.
What?
For Mikra Megillah, they went in Mishka Sagoza.
Yeah. And also in Chanukah, which is in Bayit Sheni, it was also Bayit, no. Chanukah was okay. Chanukah is okay. Mikra Megillah L'chayre is a problem, but it's not clear 100%. Because we don't know, you know, okay. Because really, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, when did Ezra or Beis Din, are they really sitting in? I'm not sure exactly how this all works. Because they came and they asked, and what exactly is going on over here? But these words of Bezna Godol, you might have missed it. And we don't understand why it's necessary and why he brought himself into this, but he says it. Correct? And the problem is that only the Ramban l'shitasai, as you understand that yourself, because Bezen HaGodol, according to the Ramban, might mean even further. The Ramban talks about even Kiddush HaChodesh, by some type of bezin. There's a meaningfulness of bezin agadol even until later And we have to, and the Mochen Goyim is only for peculiar dinim, and I think I pointed out Barichas, when we say this, they have the Shurim. But the Ramban to say this and say that is very, very odd. Now, the ain bohem mishum gzeir v'achoka misu eteru. Now, he knows something. There's something that he's just asking the question, begging the question. Why is he making this distinction over here? Okay, what does he want and what does he gain? Okay. The Elo Ashniyos Gam Kein Loi Nismuchu Lelav Deloi Soso She'en Lohem Inyan B'mashmos Hatera V'en Chachom Yechol Michlo Loisom B'is Hatera. So it's not Chelek Mimeno. We have to extend what's going on here. Elohim ukiyetz behen nismachu lemitzis asei ushmalti mes mishmalti. So he does something amazing on his side. He has basically Rabbanim fit under two separate categories. There's something called loisosu, which might have something to do with mashmos hakosuv. Okay? And there's something else which has nothing, and it's mashmos hakosuv, it might be chelik mimeno, but there's something called the geder, which is only srach, which is under ushmalti mismishmalti. And then he does a major thing, which is another problem. He introduces a new mitzvah saseh in Mira mitzvah, called ushmalti mismishmalti. Okay? And the amazing thing is, between me and you, is not only the Rambam doesn't have it in Minyan Mitzvahs, Tom Vagos doesn't have it in Minyan Mitzvahs. So what does he do this for? What does this mean? What are the two categories? What exactly does he want over here?
The Baha, yes or no?
I don't think so, but I'm not sure. I didn't check it out. But, you know, I just the fact that he doesn't have it, I don't think I'm Baha. We can check it out, okay? I don't think so. I don't recall. V'dol shesham meseches yivomois asu mishmeres u'mishmalti v'hikshu ho deraisihi deraisihi u'pirshu rabbonon kol ater kula nami rabbonon pirshu. So the Gemara says rabbonon kuas macht ba'almo k'mo shesomchu hashal lav loisocho loisoso nami asmachtehu lav loisoch. So the two asmachtas. So if it's only asmachta, what the heck? So use this law and not that law. What is the whole need of asmachta? And what is the Rambam want with asmachta? And we're going to see how other Rishonim learn this, and they might not make the difference, and there might be a whole issue of what asmachta is, how the Rabbanim work, and Amir Hashem, that is for next time.